Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I was doing a really good job of posting all of my meals, and then I missed one out because I forgot to take a picture of it before I hoovered it down. So I just sort of like scrolled back to select something from 2017. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever known for sure that you'll be at target weight by Easter, despite having no plan, then this is the podcast you need. Easter this year, yeah? 2021.
I think that's what we're hoping for.
Let's discuss it at a later date.
With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Right, let's get our first update, and it's from Jo.
Point number one. Can't go on my Slimming World Zoom call tonight because there's a press conference from the government. Not my fault. I, of course, am not weighing at the moment because, as we all know, and please repeat with me, home scales don't count. So I don't know how I've done. What I know is I've lost weight. Why? Because I am a slimming angel and I have stuck to plan. I've also seen another diet show. I'm not going to try this, but I am looking for a volunteer to try it and report back. Chew every mouthful 40 times. 40 times. Apparently, it like makes you a bit more mindful about what you're eating. You get fuller quicker. People do lose weight by doing the chewing of every mouthful 40 times. So, new food to update you on too, low-fat super noodles. Mm. Oh, hello. They are amazing. They're two sins. You know how my snack is normally a spag bol on an afternoon, sin free. Well, it doesn't matter because super noodles, low-fat, are my new snack of choice.
Wow.
Thank you.
So you lied to avoid a Zoom.
No, this is your fault. And we do need to bring this up. On Monday, when I should have been on a Slimming World Zoom call, which, by the way, prepaid countdown. So it's all fine. No one's losing out. When we were at work, I heard you from across the office gasp. Like you even went, and I thought,
You should look. We've been doing this for a year now. Audible gasps come from the newsroom all the time in this day and age. It's the pandemic.
You insinuated to me that there was going to be big rule changes, and it is my job as leader of the East Midlands to know what is going on. And I thought to help the country, it would be better if I saw the press conference. As it turned out, again, not my fault. Press conference was a bit shit.
It really was.
So not my fault, but you know, everyone's a winner.
Jo, why are you going to your Zoom group when you're not even weighing?
Well, I feel like my meals are an inspiration to people. My input is very much an inspiration to the Slimming World Zoomers. I wanted to tell them about low-fat super noodles. I'll have to do that next week. You know, I do give a lot. And also, to be honest, though, it does spur you on. Like, it does make... Because, you know, one of the guys, there's a bloke on mine now on this lockdown. Yeah, we've got a new bloke. He's losing 4 pounds a week.
And that's inspiring.
Yeah, because it makes me go, oh, I could lose one.
Actually, well, how would you know? Because you're not weighing yourself.
On the first Zoom we did with him, and he was going, oh, I'd like to lose a stone in lockdown. And I went, oh, I'd like to lose half a stone. And he went, go for a stone. And I was like, oh, it's fucking easy for you. You're a bloke. I'm a 50-year-old woman. Things are very, very different, as we all know.
And Jo, these super noodles as well. So we know that you like a snack in the day, like an extra meal as a snack, spaghetti bolognese, hello. why are you having something now that is sinned when you could have a spaghetti bolognese for free?
Yeah, now the spag bol that you make is sin-free, but that does involve planning. It does involve
a lot of ingredients.
And I mean, I will get those obviously back on the go. But the joy of a stodgy super noodle, and they are stodgy, let's not beat about the bush. I'm ignoring that comment. The joy of that is that they're very quick and easy. They're all in the cupboard. I've made a huge error. Because when I was researching the low-fat super noodle, let's keep mentioning them, might get some.
That's not going to happen.
When I was researching them, a lot of you said, oh, the chicken and herb one, bit bland. Make sure you go for the other flavours. Yeah. Now, when I got to Tesco's, there was only chicken and herb there. So I only bought one to try. Mm. Now, since then, we've gone on full lockdown and I can only shop once a week.
Yeah.
I feel it's only right. I don't think Boris wants me to nip back for one packet or a few extra packets of super noodles. So I'm going to have to wait for Saturday's big shop. And then, guys, I will be filling that bloody cupboard full of low-fat super noodles. They are a joy.
Really?
They're a joy.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Love a super noodle. It's my hangover food too. Not that I'm drinking, but that's...
I was going to mention your new way of eating as well, because you said on your stories this week that you found a new way of, is it mindful eating? So you chew a mouthful of food. I mean, you said you're not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it. It sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Chew a mouthful of food 40 times before swallowing. So I attempted that with an apple. I managed 27 chews before there was literally nothing left.
Was it like slush at the end?
It was fucking disgusting.
Oh, my God.
It was like a warm slushy, is all I can describe it as. Amber messaged in straight away and said, oh, I wonder how many chews until a bar of Galaxy melts into nothingness.
Well done, Amber.
So she gave it a try. It was 12.
Nice.
And that was all gone.
Nice.
But not to be undone by that. Amber said she'd carry it on. And she was going to give us an update on her morning toast. Well, she says, morning update. I think I have figured out why this makes people lose weight. You want to avoid eating because it's bloody boring. Going to have a chiselled jaw by the end of the week, though.
Well, I mean, let's not all say no to a chiselled jaw.
Is this what you've been doing, Katie? Is this why you've got your cheekbones? Because you've been doing this eating?
Oh, yeah, well, no. I'm just naturally gifted.
I mean, great.
These came from my nan. But
What is it doing, the 40... Is it making it easier to digest?
No, it's not making anything easier. It's making your life harder. because you've got to count the chews. I think it's mindful eating is where you're really thinking about what it is you're putting into your body. Do you need it? Do you want it? Is it important?
Yes, I do.
So, for example, if you're having a roast, what's the first thing to start with the roast? Obviously the meat. If you've got a lamb or a beef, if you're chewing that for 40 times before swallowing every single mouthful, your roasts are going to be cold.
Are going to be cold
by the end of it.
I mean, listen, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just giving you another idea, which was on a reputable TV channel, Channel 4. Then, was it 5? Who knows?
Wow.
One of them.
Well, that's it then, isn't it?
If anybody has done this before or even knows how and why we would do it, then, you know, do get in touch. I'm open to trying stuff.
I think the best one I can do, I'm willing to do, is 4. Four chews.
Four
chews. Take the zero off. Just a 4.
That's all. That's for some things, that's all you need.
Yeah.
I mean, a Malteser, that's gone in one.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one came in from Jodie Ann Saunders, and she says, our bedroom door's broken and my boyfriend and I are locked in. Therefore, I've opened up my Christmas popcorn that I'd hidden in the wardrobe, hoping that the contractor comes soon or I'll have start on the marshmallows too.
That was a life and death situation.
Why have you got popcorn and marshmallows hidden in your bedroom? Can you not control yourself?
I feel like this has backfired on her now because she's given up where her secret stash is to the boyfriend, hasn't she?
Sure. Yeah, she had. Well, actually, she's eaten the secret.
Well, she has,
potentially the boyfriend. We've not heard from her since. Could still be locked in that room. That was a life and death situation, and you've got to go for your secret stash or shimmy down a drain pipe. It's up to you. I don't know any other way.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you'll get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you join, and access to our Zoom meetings too, which will start again soon. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next update, we've heard from several of you guys again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Insta, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too. Let's find out then how this new year, new you is going 2 weeks down the line.
Should only be good stories because new year, new us. Anonymous, you know, this is going to be about
good start.
Anonymous says, confession, I've started posting old food pictures on my Slimming World Facebook page because my leader wants us to post every meal this week and I've been ordering takeaway. That is deceitful.
I have done that before.
What, lied about what you've eaten?
No, well, kind of.
No, not kind of. So this is very black and white question.
When you have groups, sometimes what the leader does is she'll say things like, well, you can win a free week for like the people that contribute the most on our Facebook pages. You know, if you post the most inspirational pictures, then you can get a free week. So you don't have to pay that week. So I was doing a really good job of posting all of my meals. And then I missed one out because I forgot to take a picture of it before I hoovered it down. So I just sort of like scrolled back across the camera roll on the iPhone to select something from 2017, which she might not have seen.
Joe, are you a bit suspicious here with current updates on our own social media? And do you believe Katie is actually eating what she's posting?
Because the sun's shining in a lot of those pictures, and I ain't seen the sun since last night.
That's just the beautiful lighting in my kitchen, to be honest. But no, you can. The thing is with me, the giveaway is you can always tell by my nails, because at the moment they're still done. And then, obviously, we can't do that anymore. So when I'm getting stubby fingers out again, then you'll know.
Sure. I'm going to go back and check ones. What colours on every picture. And also, I'd like all future meal pictures to have a copy of the today's newspaper next to the pavlova or whatever it is you are posting.
Fiona says, eating my tea whilst talking to my Slimming World consultant. She asked what I was having for tea, so I said white fish with potatoes and tomatoes. I was having that, but it was fish and chips from the chippy and tomato sauce.
Amazing.
Do you think that, like, Slimming World leaders are wise to this?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. They're technically not a lie, apart from the tomatoes. That was stretching it slightly. But she was having white fish and potatoes.
Just deep fried and covered in batter. Lou Newington says, just been having a conversation with my partner about how many points we think we could consume in a day. She reckons 350. I'm adamant I could do at least 500. So points. So that's that Weight Watcher points, it must be, mustn't it?
Is it? Are they similar to Sins? I don't quite know how that
you
works.
You did Weight Watchers last year. Why are you asking me?
Because it was a confusing week. I was doing three diets.
Yeah, I know you were.
Didn't you pay for it for like a month though?
Yeah.
And you only did a week.
No, how long did I do? It's hard to know. I remember a very horrible phone call. I had to cancel it.
That's so embarrassing.
It's horrible. Well, it's like when you go on some of the dating apps.
What's
the main dating app?
Tinder?
Match.com. Match.com. Yeah, you have to actually ring someone up and go,
fuck that off.
They're all arseholes. So please take me.
I've had too many
dick pics. That is true.
Yeah, it's so hard to cancel the bleeding thing. Anyway, good luck everyone if you're on it. It worked for me. Lauren Fenstone says, after starting each day out with good food and good intentions, I've already gone on a chocolate and biscuit detour 2 days in a row now. Will today be the day I actually stick to plan? Once you start the biscuits,
you've got to start on a Monday if we're going to follow podcast rules.
Yeah, if you have too many biscuits today, the week is over.
Yeah, fuck it.
Absolutely. Chef Bolton, I have a confession. I joined Slimming World on December 3rd, polished my halo and lost 7.5 pounds by my Christmas Eve weigh-in. I've gained 8 pounds since then and have ghosted my leader, and my halo is pretty rusty now.
Yeah, that is gutting.
That is only 0.5 pound gain in a month, though. Like, I mean, I know she's gained 8 pounds, but it is in the grand scheme of everything. She's only gained 0.5 pound over Christmas.
Yeah, you never say that to me.
Yeah, but
year on year.
Let's not talk
about
it.
Kate Johnston says, full lockdown in Scotland till the end of January. Pretty much the same here. Does this mean fuck it till Feb, asking for a friend? No.
Yes.
No, it does not. This is the year we're taking control.
So one of you's on plan, one isn't. Well, that all remains to be seen.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guest Who's Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group when they do finally reopen and we're out of lockdown /tiers/levels or whatever Scotland's doing. Just get in touch with us with your name and address.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss.
That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Right, it's time for our second update, and it's from me.
This last week, the aim really has been to do 10,000 steps every single day, and I have managed that. I've kept up with that, so I've been walking to fetch the kids from school when I can. I've been doing laps of my garden. I've not sat on my backside when I've got in from work. I've been doing laps of the office as well in between bulletins, so I've been really keeping myself on track with 10,000 steps a day. I even went on a socially distanced walk on Sunday morning to watch the sunrise with the kids, which they thoroughly enjoyed and I thoroughly enjoyed, and I think got to 12,000 steps yesterday, so it really gave me a bit of a steps boost. Food wise, well, I've been trying to go for the fast 800, but then I've had a couple of HelloFresh deliveries that I'd forgotten were due, so I'll try to incorporate those. That's been semi-successful. I mean, some of the recipes did have potatoes in and rice in, which we know is not okay on the fast 800, but the fasting part of it is really what I've driven with this week. So I've been going with my meals starting at 10 a.m. and my last meal being able to eat at 6 p.m. nothing in between apart from water or black coffee, black tea, that kind of thing. So that's been successful, and I can reveal on week one of 2021 on home scales, which definitely do count, I have lost 5 pounds.
Wow. 5 pounds. Wow. Tick. Yeah, I was really, really happy, really impressed. Like,
I mean, an inspiration, really, Katie. Let's not beat around the bush here. Yeah. But quick question, though. So you say that you've been doing your steps, which is amazing, hitting your 10K steps. Is that every day you've done that?
Every single day, yeah.
Evidence.
Day?
Yeah.
Evidence.
Well, I've got my Fitbit on.
Look at me like that.
Yesterday?
Did you do it yesterday?
Yeah, I did it yesterday as well.
Well, evidence.
Did you?
Right, so yesterday, what you'll see on social media, I think I've even posted videos on that, like, I'd not got my Fitbit on. That wasn't my fault.
Oh, dear.
Somebody, who shall remain nameless, had unplugged my Fitbit, which was on charge. So when I got up to go to work, when I normally put it straight on, it was still a flat battery. So I couldn't wear it. As soon as I got in from work, I put it on my wrist. Obviously, did everything I would normally do, walked to fetch the kids from school, walked the dog in the evening, even did sort of like all the laps round the office that I would normally do in between bulletins, because I have been definitely doing that. And it's just like, I did exactly the same as the day before, and I clocked up 10,500 steps the day before. So yesterday would have been exactly the same as that. So yeah,
well, 10,000 steps. We can't prove that though, can we?
Not so graphical evidence.
Technically, you didn't hit your 10,000 steps yesterday.
Well, I know that I did.
Well, okay, I lost half a stone this week.
No, but there's a way of you doing that. You can get on scales, Joe. You can get on scales. So yeah, I'm doing that. But then the other thing is, the plan was to start the fast 800 at the start of the year, and I have been doing the fasting part, just not the 800 part. But
that's £5 though, without doing the full fast 800.
Yeah, which makes me think, what it's the fuck really, could I have really lost in good. That first week? Yeah.
It's a bit annoying, really. Actually, how well you've done considering you've not done it properly.
On a serious note, though, we've got to be happy with any loss.
Yes. I mean, yes. I am being blind weighed at the minute because I still don't know what weight I was.
Do you believe him? Is he telling you the truth though?
Oh, Victoria, if I had put 5 pounds on or put any weight on while I've been trying so hard, and he knows how hard I've been trying, he'd take great pleasure in telling me what a waste of effort it was.
Lovely. So what a lovely guy.
there's no doubt in my mind I've definitely lost 5 pounds. I think it quite pained him actually. So 5 pounds in a week and I'm sort of carrying on with it. So at the minute I've still got some HelloFresh meals left over, so I'm still working my way through them. But on the horizon that arrived today is the brand new Fast 800 recipe book.
Oh, there's a new one.
From Dr. Nick Mosley and Dr. Claire Daly. Yeah, so this recipe book takes inspiration from like the first lockdown. So when we couldn't get certain ingredients because of this, that, and the other. Although I have to say, you know, at the minute, supermarkets are doing a pretty fucking good job of keeping us stocked.
They really
anyway. They're based these recipes around stuff you'd have in your cupboard. So like chickpeas, frozen spinach, which I've still got from the last time I did the Fast 800. All those kind of things. So you can make meals out of that. So I'm really excited to try new recipes from there. This week I'm going to be still doing the fasting with the calorie controlled meals.
And you'll put pictures up.
I'll definitely put pictures up. So
don't take them from someone else's page.
But the thing is, it's going to be the same. It will be the same meal every day because I've got enough. What I decided to order was 4 servings of each HelloFresh meal. So basically, I've got 4 lots of Thai pork mince, which was fucking delicious. I just had it for lunch. So I've got 2 more of those. I've got another one of the wedges. But yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining because it's delicious.
I had a Slimming World recipe yesterday, which was supposed to be for 4 people. Mm. If a football team would have come round, they could have all
That pan. How much speed was in that that dish?
Oh, I'm on it, girl.
That's it.
I'll be on it all week as well, so they bloody made so much.
So I'm going to stick to my intermittent fasting because I really actually think that's stopping me in an evening. I got in a really bad habit over Christmas of eating an entire box of either Maltesers or Matchmakers of an evening.
Matchmakers.
Yeah, each though, not a box. So
you can still grab a handful.
Yeah, but Joe,
and this is why you've not lost weight, Joe.
Yeah.
So yesterday I had only had 2.5 sins all day. 10 Matchmakers while I was watching football.
What, because there's how many sins in a Matchmaker?
Each Matchmaker. So I just grabbed 10. I thought I'm still within my sins. Oh. What a bloody lovely life.
Leftover Christmas chocolate is the best.
Yes.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Ruth sent today's in. She says, I noticed Kit Kat Father Christmases were just 15 pence. I bought a few. As I was getting them, I casually said, well, I'm so glad I found these. My cat knocked these off the tree and ate them. My children were so upset they didn't get any. So these are the replacements.
Nice.
I have one child who's 19. I have no cats as I'm allergic. I ate 2 on the journey home. How many is a few? Asking for Jane.
If you're having to lie about Kit Kat Father Christmases, you've bought a lot. You bought at least 20.
I don't even think cats eat chocolate either. So
there's a shit lie.
And I think as a checkout person, if something is reduced that much, you kind of expect everyone to buy a lot of it.
Yeah,
surely.
That is true.
So yeah, I am wondering how much she bought to have to lie about it.
I would love to hear from checkout people what is the most obscure lie you've heard someone tell you.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
That'd be amazing.
I bet there are some belters out there as well.
Absolutely. Right, let's get our last update of the podcast, and it's Victoria's.
So I am sat in my car after just getting back from my essential shop for this week, and you will be pleased to hear I have been very, very well behaved. In fact, only one naughty thing slipped in my basket, and that was a packet of crumpets, because I seem to be going through a phase of them at the moment, but everything else was on plan. Imagine all the speed food, lots of fruit, lots of veg, all the low fat meats. I am absolutely killing it this week, and I'm killing it this week because despite the really bad week that I had in my head, I managed to actually stick to the plan, and I managed to control what I ate, which is a good thing for me because I'm an emotional eater, and I've actually lost weight. And I'm really proud of myself, because I think when things are really hard in your life, we all have our own coping mechanisms, and mine is definitely eating. So recognising that before I completely self-sabotaged myself has been a really, really big positive step. So this week I have lost 3 pounds, which I'm honestly over the moon with, because it is one of the only things I can control at the moment. And it's given me really, really good motivation for the week ahead. And hopefully by the end of the month, I'll have lost more weight than Katie, which is really all that matters.
The race is on, guys. The race is on. £3. If it is £3, because home scales don't count.
But they do count.
But £3. I mean, everyone would kill for £3, like we said about Katie's.
Well, I did lose five. Sorry, just
well, we don't know that though, because it could have been four and he's just telling you four, because, or it could have been two.
Well, the thing is, I was going to say, like, you could argue that actually I am your inspiration again, Victoria, because I'm inspiring you now to lose weight.
How do you feel? Can you tell in your clothes?
Can't really tell in clothes, guys, because obviously we're not going out anywhere, so I'm living in joggers and leggings again. But I definitely feel better in myself, and I think it's very true that when you start eating better, you feel better. So I'm definitely noticing that I'm eating more vegetables and fruit and less chocolate cakes and rum, which is always a good thing. So yeah, can't see it in the clothes, but I feel it in myself, and I think that's, you know, one of the main things.
So you feel better when you're eating clean, essentially. How do you feel after a crumpet?
Oh, guys, I am loving crumpets at the moment. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about a crumpet. I just find it really comforting. Comforting crumpet.
Crumpet, and what's on top?
Butter and cheese.
Sure. Wow, okay.
Sure. Sounds like an on-plan meal.
But sure, like, I can sin the butter if I counted sins, which I don't.
Oh, yeah, but you can also, I mean, how many sins in a crumpet?
I don't know. I've got no idea. I don't count sins.
Right. Okay, well, they're five each, about that.
Maybe some
are a bit more when I have another look.
Because there are different sizes, aren't there, now as well.
Oh, no, that's not a problem. Oh, that's actually really good. That surprised me, actually.
Maybe I'm lying.
One of our listeners will let me know, I'm sure.
Victoria, have you seen the giant crumpets?
Yes, but they wouldn't fit in my toaster, would they? So I can't get them.
Oh, yeah,
which is a shame.
Yeah, true.
Which is a shame.
Just have three of the others then.
Yeah, but the cheese, that's healthy extra A, so that's part of my plan.
Sure.
Not measuring it, because I don't measure anything, but I'm guessing.
Through.
Yes.
Sure.
You've got to lick the plate afterwards.
Oh my God.
That's the best part.
Oh God, beautiful.
Guys,
quickly as well, you might have seen it on our social pages. Last week I mentioned about Aldi having their white chocolate Baileys. Well, it's back in stock.
Is it
and
now?
I've got two bottles sat in my fridge right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm very excited. I'm thinking about having it in a hot chocolate or a coffee.
Oh, my God.
I think
that
would be really nice.
Great call.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Try it now.
Great whipped call.
What about whipped cream and then marshmallows on top as well?
Try it. We're not trying to sabotage you, sweetheart, but please do try all
and
of
report
those.
Back, yeah.
I'm very excited.
Make sure you post it on social media so that we can get inspirational ideas.
Yeah, it definitely won't be from a picture that I took a few years ago having a hot chocolate with marshmallows. Definitely not. No.
Right, now we'll move on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. This one's come in from Paula Emma. She says, finish listening to this week's podcast while cleaning my oven. Bacon and lentil soup for tea. The recipe is from my diet plan when I lost 1.5 stone in just 6 weeks last year.
Wow. Amazing.
Bloody least supportive diet partner known as my husband just came back from the chippy. He got pizza, chicken and chips too. He just looked at me and said, but you've just cleaned the oven.
He sounds like a dream.
He does, actually.
He really does.
Yeah. I'm trying to share
he does mean well, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, agreed. And there's no follow-up from Paula to say whether she went for the bacon and lentil soup or a lot of that pizza.
Do you think, because we've not heard from her, we know the answer to that question?
Yes, I think you're right, Victoria.
Paula's in a pizza coma right now.
Yeah. Oh, the best.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
Kirsty Garner says, I was feeling chuffed with my 4-pound weight loss for the week. Enter my husband, who had major dental work, so is limited on what he can eat. He's lost 12 pounds.
12?
Oh, my God.
That is so
good. In a week.
Because £4, like we've said, is brilliant.
Yeah.
Genuinely, any loss is brilliant, right? It's so good. Because think about what we all did last year. Okay, let's not. But any loss is good. But if your partner's then losing 12, sink into a roulade.
It's not just the dental work, though, is it? It's because he's a man as well.
It's because he's a man, correct.
Yeah.
Ooh, him.
Paula Hitchin says, just had something suggested on my Facebook feed. Paul McKenna, hypnotic gastric band. I didn't think I did that bad over Christmas.
Your phone knows you. They work, though, yeah?
I wouldn't say it worked. Like, I've done the Paul McKenna stuff. And if anything, it helps you get to sleep. And you do visualise. You do end up visualising yourself in a mirror, looking back at yourself, the size you want to be. Anyway, and Jean O'Reilly sent us a tweet which said, ordered a Chinese for delivery, and it's so close to our house, they walked.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? Actually, in the last hour or so, while we've been recording this, Scotland have announced that they're not allowed to go in and fetch food from takeaways.
So they have to be delivered,
yeah. So there we go.
That'll be us tomorrow then.
They'll say, next week. You've all got yourselves exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting stickers. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week, I won. Rightfully so.
Well, why was that?
Why did you get it last week?
Because I got New Year, New Me in my head. And as you can see, did me the world of good. I lost £5 this week.
Did you though? We don't actually know that for certain.
Well, I think I'm the only one that's doing it upfront and fair.
What?
I am taking photos of low-fat super noodles for everyone. I am
just what we want.
An inspiration. I'm not lying. We don't know whether...
I'm not lying.
I'm not lying.
We don't know whether Victoria's broken the seal on the white chocolate Baileys. None of that. We've got no evidence of any of that. She's knocking back bloody crumpets. She's probably got one in the toaster as we speak. I don't know.
With a white chocolate Baileys chaser.
I am the only one trying. I'm the only one. And we've got to take that into consideration.
You're not, right, can I just be clear? You are not the only one trying out of the three of us.
Okay.
I have posted my meals on social media every fucking day this week.
We don't know where they're from. We don't know what year they're from.
I know I'm not allowed to do this. I'm not allowed to nominate myself, whatever. This is a shit rule.
No, you're not. You're right.
But I got up at the crack of fucking dawn and walked 12,000 steps on the Allianz to watch the sunrise.
Well, that feels against the rules.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll have you arrested. Any police nearby, you know where she is. So anyway, that's my plea, Victoria.
Well, obviously home scales do count.
No. Nope.
Obviously, yes, they do. And I can confirm that I was a number last week and I'm now £3 less from that number this week. Therefore, I've lost £3 this week.
Yeah, but I probably have too.
No, but you probably haven't. How many matchmakers did you really have?
10.
No, don't believe you.
The thing is about Jo, she doesn't actually, can't lie. So she just not tell you something. So if she says 10,
so it's definitely 10 matchmakers. Yeah. You haven't asked me if I had
but
any.
But she's just not told about the 3 Mars bars. She had a following that. So. Right, because of that, I'm going to give it to Victoria this week.
Thank you. Rightly so. Yeah.
You may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.